Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Good afternoon. It was, in fact, 1 week ago, as I recall, that Chicago police officer Ella French, it was the night before, that she was murdered for absolutely no reason whatsoever by cowards. And an animal lover, no question about that. And I received several emails saying that her mother, Elizabeth, preferred that the family give or receive, instead of receiving money directly, a donation may be made to one particular animal shelter called Small Paws Animal Rescue. But I wanted to confirm that, and I really didn't know how. I emailed Elizabeth, that is Ella French's mother, and she answered me, which is something I didn't necessarily expect, at least a very quick answer. She said, "Thank you very much for your kind words. Every single one of them means a great deal. I've listened to your show, Steve, on WGN many times. You do a great job. I happen to foster through Small Paws, but when asked about donations, I have told people they can donate in Ella's honor to the shelter or rescue of their choice." So one way to honor Ella French is to give whatever you'd like in Ella French's name. That's the police officer that was slain. Any amount of money you choose, $5, $50, $5,000, anything in between, to an animal rescue or an animal shelter in the name of Ella French. But then I saw this morning someone else, it wasn't me, but someone else had another idea. And there's a petition going around to name Chicago Animal Care and Control in Ella French's name. And I thought, who to better talk about this than Lieutenant John Garrido, who also rescues animals with the Chicago Police Department. Lieutenant Garrido, welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And you know what? First of all, this gives me an opportunity to say thank you to you for all you do, for all you've done. And, you know, you're amazing, but you're not alone. And Ella French isn't alone either. Many Chicago police officers, they may not do everything you do, John, but many police officers rescue dogs more frequently than people may think.
That's absolutely true. It's incredible, especially since I've become more publicly involved with animal rescue, that I've even myself discovered. I always knew that there were a lot of police officers involved. It's amazing how many officers actually are out there silently helping and rescuing and doing what they can for animals. There's just a really, really large portion out there that you wouldn't necessarily know are doing it.
And I want to add to that, it's not only rescuing animals, it's doing good things, amazing things for the community, for individuals that get no press, that happen every single day. Now, next week, I happen to be off, but in 2 weeks, we're going to have some folks on to talk about this topic. It's the fact that I think Chicago police officers and police officers across the country at times are unsung heroes. But when it comes to animal welfare, Ella French was certainly that. And what do you think of the idea of naming Chicago Animal Care and Control in her honor? I don't know what it would be called exactly, but in her honor in some way.
I think it's a great idea. Somebody had shared the petition with me. I looked it over and just immediately thought, what a great idea. The more we learn about Ella French and just how she was as a person, really just gives us some more insight into her, that just helping in general was in her DNA. She was just an amazing individual. And just what you just, I heard, this is the first I'm learning about what her mom said, just shows, you know, what the family that she came from. I mean, just the amazing people all the way around. And what a great way to be able to, you know, have a long-lasting tribute to Ella French. And it will be a constant reminder, at least for those that know this now and hear the name in the future, that it's just, you know, associated with, you know, rescuing animals and the police department. Just tying it together that way, I think would be great.
Yeah, I agree. And Elizabeth, Ella's mother, also herself continues to rescue animals, which is exactly the kind of thing you're talking about. What can people do, do you think, to support the police? And it's interesting the way the conversation has gone. It's taken a murder to do this. But now people like me, though I was never a defund the police person, I was on the radio saying, what? But be that as it may, what can the average person do to say thank you?
Well, you know, and you're right. It is unfortunate that it took a murder to actually bring it and put the conversation on the table. But I think the most important thing that people can do is really just show signs of support for our officers. You know, we do this job because it's what we want to do. There's no doubt. People say, well, you volunteered for it. Yes, you're absolutely. We did sign up for this, and we're happy to do it. But it's while we're not looking for it, it really, really does make a difference. People don't realize that simple walking down the street saying, you know, thank you to an officer or sending letters. You know, when you see or experience something good with an officer, send that letter to the superintendent, you know, letting them know what a good job this officer did, you know, because like you were just saying, there's so many things that officers do, whether it be rescuing animals or just helping people in general and doing things that are not necessarily publicized on a regular basis, but they're happening and people do notice it. And really just that whole silent majority thing, we prefer that silent majority to be a little more vocal right now and step up and, you know, call people out when they're maybe beating up on the police without any information, or when, you know, when there's something that does happen, there has to be an investigation. This immediate jump to, well, all officers are bad, is part of the problem. And it's created this atmosphere that has made it significantly more dangerous for our officers, and things like this happen as a result of that. And just, there's so many other things that go with it, but it really is a dangerous climate when we're constantly getting a beat down at every turn.
Yeah. If you'd like to honor Ella French, either agree with the idea of Chicago Animal Care and Control, because she rescued, in fact, had a rescue dog herself, rescued so many dogs, and you think that's a good idea, a link to the petition. I can't say that link on the radio. It's just too long. You'll never catch it. So the easiest place to get it is perhaps to go to my website, and that's stevedale.tv. Same place, there's information and also the letter that her mother wrote me, the email her mom wrote me. It's right there about making a donation in Ella French's name to the animal shelter or rescue of your choice. Lieutenant John Garrido, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and thank you for all you do for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.